Hörverstehen 2022, Teil 1.
British TV Game Show. How well do I really know the UK? Now it's time to start the third round of our game. But before that, let me give you a quick update on the current score. After the first two rounds, Jane is in the lead with a total of 5 points, followed by Kevin with 3 points. Lizzie has gained 1 point so far. But Lizzie, please don't be discouraged by this score. We still have another 6 rounds to go, so nothing has been decided yet. Right. Well, Kevin, I believe it's your turn to pick a subject matter and a difficulty level.
Thank you, Nick. I think this time around, I'll go for geography.
Okay, and what about the difficulty level, Kevin?
Give me a hard question for a change.
Right. Here is your question, Kevin. Put the following 3 cities in descending order of population size. Belfast, Sheffield, Edinburgh.
Oh, God. That's a tricky one indeed. Now, let me think. I'm quite sure that Sheffield has the largest population of those 3 cities. But I can only guess about Edinburgh and Belfast, to be honest. Okay. With a 50-50 chance, I'd say that Belfast is number 2 and Edinburgh number 3.
You were quite certain about Sheffield, and I can tell you straight away that you were right about that. The interesting thing is that your guess about Belfast and Edinburgh was right too. Congratulations! Your answer has won you 3 points. Okay, who's next? Oh, yes, it's your turn now, Jane. Mind you, Kevin has just managed to take the lead with a total of 6 points. However, you can regain the lead with your next answer, of course. Please pick a subject matter and a difficulty level.
Thanks a million, Nick. I'll try my very best with an intermediate question about the royal family.
Okay, let's see what question I've got for you. Here it is. The Queen is the official owner of some species of sea life which live within 3 miles of UK shores. Can you name at least 2 of those species?
Wow, what a bizarre question. I remember reading somewhere that all swans in the UK officially belong to the Queen, but I have never ever heard about any species of ocean life that the Queen technically owns. I'm sorry, Nick, but I really don't know the answer.
That's quite a pity, Jane, because this means you are losing 2 points on this. Well, believe it or not, the Queen technically owns all dolphins, whales, porpoises, and sturgeons living within 3 miles of UK shores. That is quite an amazing fun fact, isn't it? Let's now give Lizzie a chance to gain some points in this third round. Lizzie, what subject matter and difficulty level would you like to choose?
Considering that I have got only 1 point so far, I think I'll choose a hard question about politics.
Obviously, you want to keep pace with Jane and Kevin by choosing a 3-point question, right? I hope the following question will help you to do so. Here is your question. Which is the smallest UK constituency by geographical area?
Well, interestingly, I happen to know the answer to that question. You see, my husband is a member of the Labour Party, and he has actively supported the Labour campaigns in the last 2 general elections. Hence, I know from him that the smallest UK constituency has been held by one of the most famous Labour MPs for quite some time now. And this constituency is Islington North in London.
Well, Lizzie, I must admit that I'm quite impressed. Not only because your answer is correct, but also because I suspect that only very few people know this. Congratulations, Lizzie! Let's now check what the score is after our third round. Kevin is in the lead with 6 points, followed by Lizzie with 4 points. and Jane is now in third place with a total of 3 points.